Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester, and as always, I'm glad you're here. Today, I am inspired to share a message from my Instagram, something that I shared on a live recently, but I want to go even a bit deeper with you and just share some information here, really help lead into this conversation. And this conversation is about innocence. And innocence is something that is so key to unlocking your absolute best life all around. And the thing about innocence is you may not even be aware that you have lost touch or feel like you've lost yours in some way, shape, or form. But the thing that I have found in teaching and leading women back to their inherent unwavering innocence that's always deep within them, always right here within us, is that a lot of women have somehow, one way or another along the way, deemed themselves as no longer innocent. Whether it's something that they've done consciously, like a choice they made, something they did where they felt like I was bad, I was wrong, I'm guilty, I'm ashamed, like that kind of thing. And then there's situations where people have done something to us and we feel broken or dirty or not enough or something must be wrong with us because why would this thing happen to me? Have you ever felt that? I know that I have. We all have our own experience with this, but the one thing I know for sure is that we all are innocent. We are divinity. There's divinity within each and every one of us. We are still innocents, and we have to consciously remember this power that we hold. Because the thing about understanding your innocence is when you feel it, not only intellectually decide like, I want to remember, I want to come home to and reclaim my innocence, but when we embody it and it lands in the body and you feel it and you just remember that you are innocent, there is something that will happen to your life. And let me tell you, your life will get better. Because there's something that we do. There's something that we do, and I know that I've done it. And when I speak for the we here, it's because I've worked with so many women and I've watched this happen. And I've taught women from what I know on my own journey of transcending these things and overcoming different things, is that when we recognize that we are truly innocent and we reconnect with that sweetness within us, the preciousness within us that says we're innocent and we deserve a beautiful life. We deserve, fill in the blank for yourself. What do you feel like you deserve? Fill in the blank. And I hope after this conversation, you believe that you deserve even more and know it in your heart and in your mind and in your body. So when we recognize our innocence and our divinity, then we recognize what we have said yes to and allowed in our life or agreed to or thought we deserve because we felt guilty or ashamed or broken or wrong or bad. And the reality is anywhere where there's a funky feeling of guilt or shame or wrong or bad or broken. Now, these are very oftentimes they're unconscious things that we feel, but we can also be conscious of them. We can also be conscious of how they feel in our body. We can be conscious of, how it kind of bumps up against us and we feel certain things at certain times. But whenever these energies are present, we are open to receiving and settling for and being attracted to situations where we suffer. Because wherever there is guilt, we believe that we are deserving of the bad things in our life. And I know that that might sound really freaking intense. I know it. But I want to tell you that this was the case for me. That I was in these horrible relationships with men that were just not treating me the way that I wanted to be treated. I'm talking about flat out violence and also like narcissistic type abuse, so manipulation, emotional abuse. But I believed that this is what I deserved. And one day I just woke up to it and I saw it all. And I did the same thing with money, where I just felt like, but this is what I deserve. I'm just a messy, broken person. And I've gone through all these things and I did all those things and I was treated that way. And like, this is just what I deserve in life. I just saw myself as that. It's crazy. It's wild, but I did. And I want to share that with you very transparently, with the intention that if any part of you feels this, I want you to know that it's not your truth. It's not the truth. Is it true that you feel that way? Sure. But is it the truth about who you are? Absolutely not. Absolutely freaking not. So as we begin to reconnect with our innocence, and the way to reconnect with our innocence is this: all you have to do is be willing. Just be willing. Be willing to remember it. Be willing to seek it. Be willing to know that you're divine. When you look for your divinity, you will find it. This is one of my primary teachings. It's in everything that I've taught over the years. I believe it's in my books. I'm pretty sure it's in both of them. But as you look for it, it is looking for you. It wants to be awakened. Like this intelligence and spirit, this infinite nature of you, this divinity, it wants to be expressed fully through you. But we have to break out of the limiting box that we've put ourselves in, whether consciously or unconsciously, that says, I don't deserve it. I've been bad. I'm wrong. I'm irresponsible. There's something wrong about me. There's something messy about me, where we don't allow ourselves to fully shine and be the force of light that we truly are. Because when we are willing, the way is made. The way is made. So I'm going to share this clip with you, and I would love to hear how this lands for you. Is this something you're working on in your own life? Is this something that you want to deepen into? You may hear these noises in the background. There is so much wind outside that it literally is opening my patio door and shutting it. You know, the spirit is moving in here. But what I want to remind you of, and I just want you to really take this home with you, even if you're already home, I want you to keep it with you after this session, is that you are innocent. You are here to grow and to evolve and to be and to experience. And there's innocence in there. There is power in there. There is brilliance in there. And there's something about you that can never be recreated again. And that something so sacred about understanding our divinity and understanding how worthy we are, that we begin to express ourselves in this one-of-a-kind way, even if it's quirky, even if it's weird, even if it's a little bit wild, even if other people will judge it. So what? So what? I am someone that lives wildly on my terms, and whenever I try to get into society's way, even a little bit, my magic shrinks. But I have to remember that I am just an innocent being just like you. And I am here to get to know myself in this lifetime. I'm here to express myself in this lifetime. I want to know my gifts in this lifetime. And I want to invite you to walk with me in that kind of way. So what does that look like for you? To really own your divinity, to own your power, to own your innocence. And if there's someone in your life that is going through a challenging time, whether it is something happening at home or in their relationships, maybe they're going through a transition or just feeling a little disconnected, or maybe there's someone out there that is working on having a financial breakthrough. Maybe you have a friend that is like myself and likely like you, that is one of those generational pattern breakers. Like, we've come to be the pattern disruptor. We are changing shape of the things that have been happening in our family's lineage when it comes to relationships, well-being, worthiness, money. Like, if that is you, and I know it's me, and if you have a friend out there like this, share this episode with them, because there's something about this conversation. It's not had often, but I know that my own life, the journey that I've gone on, I had to feel so much shame, so much guilt, so much pain, so much devastation and brokenness that led me to this breaking point of actually, instead of surrendering and giving up, finding my divinity. And I know that that's not on accident. I know that it happened so I can be a voice and a mouthpiece for the divine to say, hey, we are more than we think we are. And I am demonstrating that, and I am inviting you to be a demonstration of that. Now, anyone listening that is just kind of listening in, maybe you're the first time, maybe you're here for the 10th time, but you don't know this, I actually wrote a memoir called O-Shift, A Journey from Chaos to Consciousness. It is down in the show notes. You can go and get a copy of that. I will tell you, you can read the Amazon reviews on your own, but it says addictive. People read this book. It's a 300-page book. People read it in 24 hours, 48 hours sometimes. And the thing is, it's a wild ride. It's a true story. It's my life. And there's a lot of unexpected, holy shift kind of moments in this book. I mean, it is crazy. But the reality is, it is a demonstration of what we can move through, the choices we might make in our life, the things that we might do that abandon ourselves, that hurt ourselves, that maybe even hurt other people. But no matter where we've gone, what we've done, what is going on in our life, we can still decide from this moment on, I'm ready to meet my divinity. I'm ready to wake up to who I've been. I'm not these painful patterns that I've been out picturing. That's not the totality of me. And here's my belief that everything is redeemable. So check out that book if that calls to you. And if you know someone that needs a story like that, some real life story besides a how-to, that book would be a great gift for them. Now, the other thing I want to share with you all before we go any further forward, is that I have something coming up. We have something coming up. Well, I'll say this. Here's a big hint. There's something coming up that has to do with money and also this innocence and connecting to our heart, connecting to our bodies, and connecting to our energy. I am feeling these vibes. It's that spring energy, and there's just something moving. And I cannot wait to share it with you. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be an opportunity for you to join in on that. And for all my women out there that just feel like they want to ramp up the radiance, the self-care, the self-love, and the worthiness, I am creating something super special for you. It's something unique. I've never done it before, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be light. And my intention is that on the other side, you are working in these new rituals with yourself in the morning and PM. And let's just say the hint is there is a mirror involved. There's this connecting to yourself and being willing to see yourself and embrace yourself in a new way. I'll probably share it here for sure, but I'm definitely going to be sharing it with my email list and giving them a first dibs invite on both of these things, the money, heart, energy situation that's coming through for the month of April, and this radiance, self-love, self-worth, and identity piece that we're playing with the mirror work. Both of these things, if you want to make sure that you get the first invite and that you don't miss it, there's a link below that says, join my community list. This means that I'll send you out email invites. So go ahead and get on that list. And I am sending you so much love. Enjoy this clip. Let me know how it lands. And my prayer for you and all of us women and all of the men and all beings on this planet, that we understand that we deserve a beautiful life, that we are beautiful beings, that we have so much value, and that we are here to contribute, not just by working hard, but just being contribution, energetic contribution through who we are. When we're not holding back, when we're just being ourselves, like there's so much value and light and treasure and brilliance and goodness, and just, it's perfect. It's perfect. And that's what happens when we remember our innocence. So enjoy this clip, and I will see you on the next episode of Miracle Minded. Hello, friends. I have a message coming through, and it's inspired by the session we just did in Unlocking Your Inner Riches. And you know, it's the most powerful yet unexpected energy that you can hold. And when we think about being powerful, and when we think about living our best life, and we think about being a boss babe, and we think about making millions of dollars, I have a feeling that this energy is not thought of. But I want to tell you that it is like so foundational, so important, so big, especially for sensitive women, sensitive humans that really care and that really want to do things for the right reasons and do things to feel good. And that energy is innocence. Today, when I was just hosting day two, was not planning on it, but I'm always just channeling these sessions that come through. I just open up and see whatever messages come through. And the big message that came through was innocence, divinity and innocence and the preciousness that is you. And I want to just bring this home here just for a moment, because the reality is, our innocence is the foundation of us feeling like I'm worthy of all things good in life. Now, one could think, well, of course I'm innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. And you know, these things, but this is what I want you to know.
we carry genetic memory of our families, our parents, our mothers, feelings of trauma, but also unworthiness. That literally can be passed down to us. So there's things that we feel that we might not even know why. We just don't feel like I deserve that. Maybe you feel like they deserve it more than me, or they're more worthy of that than me, or they deserve to get paid more than me. They deserve to have a better relationship than me. There's these interesting little things that we can have going on that where we make one person or groups of people, everyone else sometimes, more worthy or deserving than ourselves. And it might happen at an unconscious level where we're just recreating things and we're like, well, why am I creating this? And why does this keep showing up in my life? It doesn't feel good. It's not supportive. Because at some level, we don't feel worthy of something being better. Innocence is like the healing balm that just like wipes all over this and just says, we're enough. But that's an energy and a feeling that we have to cultivate, that we have to look for, that we have to remember. And I remember when this hit for me, it's probably 11 years ago now, and it just hit and I was like, oh my gosh, innocence. This energy of being totally innocent. So I want you to reflect on this today and just see where do you need to plug into innocence? And what would it be like for you to begin to embody the energy of innocence in your life? That might make you feel totally uncomfortable. You're like, innocence? No, I only think of innocence as a little precious newborn. But the reality is, we are those newborns. We've just grown up physically and our body is getting older, but that same soul is here within me and within you. And by tapping into that innocence, we begin to transform our lives, because suddenly, at least for me, this is what I've experienced, and this is what I've experienced when I've worked with clients intimately to move through some of their guilt and their shame and their feelings of not enoughness. When we connect to this innocence and we seek it, it reveals itself to us. And when we recognize that we are innocent and that we are precious and that we are perfect just as we are, and that yes, we're humans and humans do things. And we're humans and we're here to grow and we're here to learn in earth school. But when we reconnect to this innocence and we forgive ourselves and we love ourselves and it becomes the foundation of all things, our life changes. I know for me, with my background, if anybody here has not read my memoir, have any of you read my memoir, by the way? I share that I was involved in some things that I was not proud of. Like, I was not proud of. I grew up in a home where these kind of behaviors and activities were normal. I saw my father doing, all sorts of things, going to jail. I saw him committing crimes. It was normal in my family for us to do things that are like way less than ideal. Hi, Annalisa. So these memories, these patterns, these ways of being were there. But when I decided I wanted to live differently, but I had so much guilt and shame. Of the choices I had made and things that I've done. And I had to reconcile that within myself, that little young me. I had to reconcile all of that and remember my truth, my divinity, my innocence. But I'll tell you this, when you look for your innocence, you look for your divinity, you will find more than you bargained for. When I say that, I didn't know that I was going to create everything that I have, but this is the deal. I had to wake up to that. I had to remember it. And when you seek it, Pablo, remember your innocence and don't bark right now. But when you remember these things, it awakens something in you. So I want to say this too, because it's the actual last moment for anyone to get in on Inner Riches, just because this is really, it's so new. And like, I didn't even expect for today when I channeled to come through, but it's really, I know it's so medicinal for people. The breath that we did and what came through was this conversation and this power around awakening a part of you that has been asleep. And it's the part of you that knows without a doubt that she's one of one. It's the part of you that knows without a doubt that you are here with this bigness that you want to express. But we have to energetically get out of the way. We have to energetically make ourselves available. We really gave ourselves over to that breath. And then as we moved through that, then the conversation came through. And this is what was interesting, because this was not even on my agenda, but when you're channeling, you never know what's going to come through. But then this piece came through around divinity, innocence, and preciousness. And we really breathed life into that. And I asked the women to just give themselves over to the breath. And they did. And at the end, they felt it. this is life-changing. It's medicine. So if you are someone that feels like you are living in your past a little bit, if you're someone that feels like you can't quite get over something that's happened, a disappointment, an event, an aspect of yourself, if you are someone that feels like you haven't been able to tap into the feeling of like just allowing things to be really good for you, I can't recommend this enough. I can't recommend it enough. If you want to hear the energies that I'm talking about, you can listen to this from the beginning. But if you want to get into the last time, the last chance for you to get into unlocking your inner riches, I want to invite you to get in. The link is in my bio. I'm sending you all so much love. Remember your power, but know that power doesn't always look like, look at me, I'm getting out of my G-Wagon and I'm so this. Innocence, preciousness, divinity, these are also your power. There's a spectrum. It's multidimensional. You're many things, but we have to get that part locked in, because when we recognize that, we let life get really good. We stop tolerating things that are not aligned for us. We stop settling and we start opening our hearts to what we truly, truly desire and what we're coded for. But we have to let it in. We have the free will.
And there you have it. I trust that you got exactly what you needed from this episode. I want you to know that you are so valuable, so powerful. You have so much potential. It's beyond what you can imagine. And it is my prayer for you that you remember it. You wake up to it. You decide, I want to get to know it in this lifetime, because I am cheering you on for sure. But so is your highest potential. So if you have not left a review for this podcast yet, I would love to have your review. It will take you less than a minute. Your review, your feedback means so much to me. I read all of them. They really matter and they're really impactful. You're really impactful. So if you can take a moment to do that below, and if you do it, send a screenshot of it to our team at support@NicoleSylvester.com, and we will send you out a gift, because I want to say thank you for taking the time to do that for the show. So in the meantime, I want to wish you the most blessed day, the most beautiful moments, and I'm sending you a big hug wherever you are. Until next time, stay miracle-minded.